I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Carolina Country 93.1 The Wolf. This weekend, I had been talking to Corey about this, where she was going to join Costco or Sam's Club. Mm-hmm. So she decided to join Costco and went and loaded up this weekend.
It was a little overwhelming, but we did.
It's sensory overload.
It is a little bit. It was really packed. Apparently, Saturday morning is the worst time to go.
Sample Saturday.
They do have a lot of samples. Uh-huh. However, we tried something that a lot of people have done, which is we did meal prepping for an entire month.
A month.
Wow. A month. So my husband, because, you know, I don't cook. My husband did meal preps for dinner and lunch for an entire month.
So what was the main go-to? What did you...
A lot of chicken. Mm-hmm. We did chicken, fish, and ground beef, but by the way, of meatballs. So there are a lot of things you can do with all three of those items. So different types of chicken bakes. And so what it is he lined it all up on the counter. I have lots of pictures up on my Instagram. Lined it up on the counter in these gallon-sized bags, and then we froze all of them last night so that, you know, each morning I'll just choose what we're going to have for dinner, take the bag out so it'll thaw out, and then all I have to do is put it in the oven for dinner for 45 minutes. Boom. Done. Sauces, everything is already mixed in.
Your husband is a saint.
Yes, he is.
So today's really the first day you're leaping into the prepped food.
Yes. We had one of our meals last night, but it was fresh. Like, we just prepared it. So tonight will be, I pulled out a baggie this morning with a chicken bake in there. So it's like a sweet and sour chicken in there tonight.
How long did it take him to prep 1 month of meals?
Ooh, probably 2 or 3 hours.
Really?
With the cleanup and everything. So, I mean,
quick.
That's actually not that bad if you think about it. So all that I have to do now is just take the baggie out, dump it into a casserole dish, put it in the oven for 45 minutes, and boom, we have a hot dinner.
And how did he base the proportion size, just on what you guys normally just guessing at?
Well, with enough, and this is the cool part, he did each proportion with enough for us to have dinner and enough for two lunches for us the next day at work.
So whatever you have for dinner, that's your lunch the next day too.
Right.
That's the plan.
The whole plan is to see if we can actually do this, because we will cut our meal budget in half by doing it this way. Now it's a little repetitive with the meals, but I mean, it's worth it. If you're going to cut your meal budget in half for a month, it's worth it.
That's where you got to take that mindset. You know, you're eat to live, not live to eat.
Because exactly.
It's good food. It's pretty healthy for you.
It is.
It's simple. It's fast. Mm-hmm. And you're done.
And the whole point is that it'll hopefully reduce our eating out or takeout. Like, oh, I'm running late, or I've just had a really long day. Let's just get takeout. This will prevent that from happening, because I can always do this.
I'll tell you what, Mike is way too good for you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Way out of my league, for sure.
And that really is the key, is not, is that eliminating that eating out or
I thought you were
going
to say,
yes.
The key is to marry someone who is out of your league. Yes, that is the key.
Yeah,
yes.
But everybody can't do that.
Yeah.
You obviously have figured that out.
So check with me in 2 weeks, and whenever I'm just like, I cannot eat any more of this.
Well,
I can't stand it. We'll see how it goes.
If you follow our adventures on her Instagram page and her Snapchat page, you will know that coming up in 9 days, we have payday lunch. Did you budget that in? Does he know you're going?
Yeah, we have to have payday lunch. That's why it's got a super count. I mean, like, no fast food drive-in, but it has to legit be a payday lunch.
So is this experiment going through February 28th?
Whole month, yep, four weeks.
Pick the shortest month to do it.
Yeah, on purpose.
Yeah, right. Yeah, smart. Yeah, I would have done the same thing. Yeah, I was going to do that. Another problem that I have is doing for one.
You know, tough. Yeah. It is.
When you cook for one person, you better like what you cook, because you know you're going to be eating that a lot two more times.
A whole week.
You can cook for me, too. I'm not going to complain.
It's like, we can make that, too.
But you know what I'm talking about. You know, you're like, you eat it once, then you eat it the next day, and then you're like, Oh, yep. I just don't know. But you force yourself to eat it that third time. If
look,
you make
times are tough.
Nothing better than a pot roast. Now, do you have anything like that in the, or is this?
No roast.
So
it's,
you just.
It's chicken dishes, meatballs, and ground beef dishes, and fish. The fish is already frozen in its little packages in the freezer. And then the side dish is what's been pre-prepared to go with the fish. And those kind of alternate.
Huh.
Okay. A lot of thought going into this.
We need a constant update on how you're doing, because if this thing derails.
Oh, you're going to find me rocking in the corner in a box of donuts.
You must have just filled the freezer. That's a lot of stuff in the refrigerator freezer.
Which is convenient. This is how they get you. When you first walk in, they have the big locker freezers you can buy for your garage right there at a discounted price. So on our way out, my husband and I were already like, you know what? We'll probably get one of those freezers to make this a lot better.
You're right. That is how they get you.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.